Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is just you and me today, just you and me, as we try to make sense. And I put on Facebook, I don't think there's any way to make any sense out of the nonsense that's going on. But maybe we can plot a plan and try to change a few things. And it has to start with us. It has to start locally. I have in my hand, and perhaps you've already heard this news, and I thought we would discuss it today, about the Little Sisters of the Poor. Now, you know that they were trying to appeal against Obamacare. They are following all the Obamacare rules, except they did not want to follow the contraceptive rule. So let's look at what I have an article here. We're just going to look at part of it, and I will open up the phone lines today. I want to discuss this and a couple of other things with you. It says, and what could be the next Obamacare case to go before the Supreme Court? An appeals court ruled today, which was yesterday, that the Little Sisters of the Poor must comply with the health care law's contraceptive mandate and allow employees to have access to coverage of contraception and abortion-inducing drugs. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit ruled today that the Little Sisters of the Poor, a nonprofit religious organization which serves the elderly worldwide, and four Christian universities in Oklahoma joining them in the suit, must abide by Obamacare's contraception mandate. Although we recognize and respect the sincerity of plaintiffs' beliefs and arguments, we conclude the accommodation schemes relieves plaintiffs of their obligations under the mandate and does not substantially burden their religious exercise under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act or infringe upon their First Amendment rights, the judges wrote in their ruling. Really? Let's stop there and look at that little comment. Although we recognize and respect, of course they don't recognize it, and of course they don't respect it. That's why they're denying it. The accommodation scheme requires religious organizations that object to contraception mandate to notify the Department of Health and Human Services of religious-based objections. The government will then notify the insurance company or third-party administrator, which then provides coverage directly to the employees. Last week, the Obama administration released its final rule for the accommodation scheme. Now listen to this. This is their rule. The departments have been opting out of the mandate at least as easy as obtaining a parade permit, filing a simple tax form, or registering to vote. In other words, a routine, brief administrative task, the court said in its ruling. What do they mean by that? They're apparently not opting out since they have to go to court to fight for it. Little Sisters of the Poor provides employers with insurance through the Christian Brothers Employee Benefit Trust and Christian Brothers Services. The Little Sisters care for more than 13,000 elderly poor in 31 countries. For over 175 years, we have served the neediest in society with love and dignity, Mother Provincial Sister Lorraine Marie Magrier said in a statement. all we ask is to be able to continue our religious vocation free from government intrusion. But it doesn't infringe upon their First Amendment right, according to this court, to be denied this. They serve the poor, but the government wants to profit, and they will fine them if they do not comply. In responding to the accommodation scheme, Little Sisters of the Poor argued that participating in this contraceptive delivery scheme made them complicit and thus violated their religious beliefs. Instead, the group sought to be treated the same as houses of worship like churches, which can exclude contraceptive coverage from insurance plans. For now, they can. But I'm thinking down the road, they too will be denied and forced. The appeal court ultimately rejected their argument. Just one judge out of the three judges disagreed. In reality, the accommodation scheme forces the self-insured plaintiffs to perform an act that causes their beneficiaries to receive religious objected coverage. Judge Bobby Baldwick wrote in his dissent, he's the only one that disagreed, the fines the government uses to compel this act thus impose a substantial burden on the self-insured plaintiff's religious exercise. The Little Sisters of the Poor must now comply with the contraception mandate, pay the fines to the Internal Revenue Service, or apply for an exemption from the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, there's more to this particular article, but you get the gist of it. It is a no-brainer to me that these little sisters, that what they are doing should be exempt. You and I should not have to pay for someone's abortion or contraception. That is not a right given under the Constitution, but apparently it's one given under Obamacare that can be forced upon you. Your beliefs do not matter. Government beliefs matter. Now, what does that First Amendment say, and why is it that that's not in religious freedom, both to the establishment as well as the free exercise thereof, freedom of speech, press, right of petition? That's the shortened version. You have, according to our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, a right to exercise your religious beliefs, short of committing murder or other things, such as what Sharia law would give you. You have the right to exercise your religious belief, except under Obamacare, except when the Supreme Court says you don't. When will enough be enough? When will the absurd and the evil become so abhorrent to the United States people that we will put our foot down like a mother does to the children when she's had enough and send them to their room? Enough is enough, and the ones who need to be punished are the ones that are forcing the American people to do their bidding and ignore their beliefs. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're going to visit another absurdity that is even more evil. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
you a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. In the first segment, we were talking about how the courts ruled against the caring, the nuns who care for the poor and the elderly, that the very sick, the sisters of the poor, little sisters of the poor, and what the judges ruled against them. And, you know, it's just absurd. I mean, where do they even begin to justify what they're doing? We have Marty from New York. Marty, how are you today?
Well, thanks.
You sound a little down. You sound a little. I'll tell you what. We can't let ourselves. We can't, and it is hard because I've got another story that's even more heartbreaking. But what we've got to do is start seeing the evil for what it truly is, and then we need to take a stand. And we can do it. We the people can do this. We can make it right. Now, what was it you had to say?
Yeah, you mentioned an article that the judges declared. Does the article give the names of all the judges, or just that one?
Let me get farther into it here. Let me see, because I really skimmed it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
No, it does not give the other judges' names.
Well, it'd be nice to find out, and you know.
Well, I bet we could probably Google that and figure that one out.
Yeah, I like to put that on my Facebook, you know, get that going around.
Okay, well, I will put this article on. I have not yet, but I will put this one on there.
Yeah.
Okay. And this one is from the Daily Signal, and we'll try and see what we can do. We'll Google that and see if we can find out who those are. They just gave the one who voted against it. But
Yeah.
All
with
right.
With the global warming, what we have old 50s over here. York.
You're in the 50s today?
Overnight, it was a little 50.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we're up in the 90s and almost close to 100 here this week. It is humid. It's like walking into an oven, but it's too moist to be an oven.
Yeah, I'd still rather sweat than freeze.
Well, I agree. All right. I appreciate
it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate you there in New York. All right. Now, I hope that you're ready for this one. And perhaps you've already seen this. You know, we dealt with Gosnell in Pennsylvania, and they did find him guilty, I believe, on 8 counts of murder. But here, and this is taking place at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, and they have a video of them discussing the sale of fetal body parts. You know, folks, it's never been about rights of a woman. It's never been about rights. There is nothing about abortion, nothing that is about human rights. Never has been. Margaret Sanger never intended Planned Parenthood to help women. She hated people that were less than perfect, not the color she thought was best, and she sought a way, an evil way, to exterminate those who didn't deserve to live in her eyes. And Hillary Clinton admires Margaret Sanger. So now here we are, years later, claiming that it's the right of a woman. She has the right to care for her own body, to make a choice. And after an uncovered video showing a Planned Parenthood employee discussing the sale of fetal body parts was released yesterday, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, has announced that he has directed the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals to investigate allegations that Planned Parenthood is profiting from the trafficking of fetal body parts. In a statement, Jindal, a Republican presidential candidate, said that the undercover video of a Planned Parenthood official discussing the systematic harvesting of trafficking of human body parts is shocking and gruesome. There isn't any time that it is not gruesome with an abortion. We have seen this over and over again, not maybe the body part selling, although we have suspected it has gone on. But how they will entice a young woman to do things and talk her into an abortion. And they do not want someone who wants to help the girl through this desperate time in her life. Whether it's a young woman or an older woman, there's older women that find themselves in predicaments and desperate and don't know how to take care of things and search. Well, we saw what Gosnell did in Pennsylvania. 8 counts of murder. How can it be murder if it's just tissue? How can you sell a body part if it's just tissue? The same organization is seeking to open an abortion clinic in New Orleans, Jindal said. I have instructed Louisiana's Department of Health and Hospitals to conduct an immediate investigation into the alleged evil and illegal activity and to not issue any licenses until this investigation is complete. I am asking the FBI to assist DHH in investigating this alleged criminal activity by this organization. Folks, does it get any worse than this? Yes, I'm afraid it can. When will we stop believing and thinking we're good people while we're sitting around letting this happen?
former Hewlett-Packard CEO and Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina also condemned the video in a statement. She says, "I am proudly pro-life. I believe that every human life has potential and that every human life is precious. This latest news is tragic and outrageous. This isn't about choice. It's about profiting on the death of an unborn while telling women it's about empowerment." And Governor, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, another Republican presidential candidate, he says the video showing a Planned Parenthood employee selling the body parts of aborted children is a disturbing reminder of the organization's penchant for profit off the tragedy of a destroyed human life. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not just the baby that's destroyed. It is because of stories like this that I signed legislation defunding Planned Parenthood in the state of Texas to protect human life and the health and safety of Texans. Folks, when will we have had enough? You and I need to take a stand. This is disturbing, but it's something we have suspected for a very long time. They don't care about the mother. They don't care about women. And they certainly do not care about the future of this nation, because these destroyed lives are the future of this nation being wiped away, sold, or down a garbage disposal. You tell me, how is this? How could it ever be considered a human rights issue? The only way it can be a human rights issue is if we stop abortion across this land. It never has been about medical. It never has been about the health of a woman. It has always been about convenience. It has always been a desperate situation for a woman. And it's time you and I took a stand and said no more. How many babies are we going to allow to die? How many mothers' lives are we going to allow to be ruined by this lie? How many of our poor are we going to allow to be the victims of what they call a choice? How many? We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. This is serious stuff, folks. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to tell you what, this is quite serious. Now, we're worried about Iran getting nukes. Why? We're willing to kill our own. We're willing to kill our future. Why should we care whether they kill us? How selfish are we? We have Ken from Missouri. Ken, how are you today?
I'm fine.
What can I do for you, sir? What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with what you say, and I agree that our politicians have sold us up the river. But what do? We elect people that say they're going to change things. They get there, they don't change things. What can we do?
Well, it does start at home. And I know that you do a good job, probably, but we have to start with the teaching at home. We could put the abortion clinics out of business if we had our homes in order and our communities in order. How about the communities when they allow these abortion clinics to come in? Do they not have any say-so over who comes in and what they do? We manage to keep some of the, keep some of the porn out.
If they try to have a say-so, then people, the freelance help everybody groups jump into the picture from a national scale and attack the locals. I mean, how can that be? We don't have the strength as individuals. We don't really have the strength.
Well, we have to pull from it. I mean, we have to be concerned. That's why it's so important on who you elect locally, Ken. And you know, I didn't say it was going to be easy, but we're going to have to take a stand. You know, remember how they were so horrible to those who were picketing in front of the abortion clinics, trying to save. They figured if they could chase one woman away, they'd save a life. You know, I'm not sure everything they did went about it the right way. I don't believe in bombing them. I do not believe that should have ever been done. But when you elect your county sheriff, your county commissioners, your aldermen, those that take care of your community, you need to show up. And I don't. I'll just flat out admit it. I have not been doing this. We need to show up to these meetings, these city hall meetings, these meetings when the city or the county groups meet, the commissioners and all that. We need to show up and know what they're talking about. We need to take them out to coffee. We need to tell them, you know, this is what needs to be done. This is what needs to not be done. How can you possibly bring an abortion clinic into this? Why would you do that to our young women here in this community? We need to support that. We need to take a stand, and it needs to start at home. And, you know, we need a great revival in the land. There's no doubt about that. So first and foremost, we need to be on our knees.
I agree. I agree that it starts at home. It starts with a godly-based family. But there's only so much. How long will this take? Will it take 30 years, 40 years? Do we have that much time?
Well, those children don't, do they?
No, they certainly don't. How many thousands of children are going to die while we're trying to regroup?
Well, what do you suggest, Ken?
I have no suggestions. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm calling. This is the first time I've called to talk.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling because, you know, this is a concern. And this is what we have to do. We've been patient way too long. And we're not going to stop it today. We're not going to stop it tomorrow, and maybe not the next day. But we have got to start making some noise, though. Squeaky wheel does get the grease. We have been patient and patient way too long. We have compromised way too much. We have bought into this line of it's about feelings when it's not about feelings. It's always about money. It's always about corruption. It's always about control. And we need to stop being controlled and stop being willing to be controlled. Now, those are words. That's easy to say. It's harder to do. And it's got to start at home. And I believe we can start doing that. Maybe, and I don't know how large the community is that you live in. This is really small here. There are no abortion clinics here in my town.
Well, I live in Spartan.
But there is a group of ladies in this town that have just, in the last year and a half, have taken on a project to help the unwed mothers, the teenage girls here that are either going to seek an abortion or whatever they're going to do, and they are taking them under their wing and helping them. Some of these young girls have been kicked out of their homes. These young girls are lost. These young girls are desperate. And they're trying to help these girls. They're not telling them, you know, they're not sitting there pointing their fingers at, bad you, bad this. They're helping them right there, right where they are. And they're having Bible studies, and they invite these girls into these Bible studies. And they're doing whatever they can to build these girls up. You know, we all make mistakes in our lives. We have to, what do you call it? You have to sleep in the bed you made. So you have to learn to deal with it. Do you put the child up for abortion? Or do you put the child up for adoption? And, of course, you know where they're leaning. Either keep the child or put it up for adoption. They don't tell them what to do. They're just showing them love. And if we don't start showing love for one another, this evil is all we're ever going to see. Because evil is the absence of God, and that is the absence of love. And we're forgetting to love one another. Even in our sin, we have to love one another. We can't love the sin, that we have to love one another. But it just breaks my heart, as I know it does you, Kim, because I can hear it in your voice, to know what's going on. And now to see the next step, oh yes, they're profiting from this. Not only are they profiting at the expense of these young women and older women and every age of woman that's desperate and in need,
They're now profiting from body parts from these babies.
That is the most barbaric thing I've ever heard. It's absolutely horrendous.
Whoever thought that we would be this bad in the United States of America, which was established as a Christian nation, regardless of what President Obama wants to speak. His rhetoric means nothing to me. When he puts a stop to the killing, I'll believe the man's sincere, but he does not. And he will not. I don't see that happening. But anyway,
thank you, you're welcome, Ken. And I appreciate your program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. And we need all the help we can get here on this program because I'm not like any other show that you've ever listened to. I'm going to go to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, real quickly.
Hello. Thank you for your service to the Almighty Heavenly Father.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, the president, dictator, allowed now for transgender military personnel to have their own funding and their own military structure.
You know, I'm sorry to chuckle and giggle, but I'm telling you, can it get any more absurd in this nation?
Yeah.
How many lies are we the people going to buy? You know, we talked about Bruce the other day. You know, Bruce can tell me whatever he wants. But when we take his DNA, it's going to come back that he's a male. And when we take the DNA of the woman who says she's black, it's going to come back that she's not. When are we going to learn to love one another, to love ourselves and accept what we are and who we are? And I don't mean the sins. I mean who we were created to be. And, you know, it's just absurd that we have come this far around that we would believe such a thing and accept such a thing is what you're telling me even now.
The president is a Muslim homosexual jihadist. They have no respect for anything. They have no respect, and they don't really care, and they're not going to care what you say. They're going to do what they want to because they're untouchable.
Mm.
They don't care.
We know they're not untouchable, and we know that we can make a difference, and it's just going to be a matter of us stopping the compromising, stopping the accepting, and taking a stand for what is right. You know, that's the only thing we can do. We have to start standing up for what is right. And by golly, if we're not willing to save our children, we don't deserve to survive as a nation. Thank you for your call.
We're going into a break.
Thank you for your call, Jeff. The number is 877-895-5410. I have a little something here about sanctuary cities, and I want to discuss with you another absurdity, another arrogant statement by an elected official. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson. person to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Tembe Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hamby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hamby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hamby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hamby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hamby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at hambydairysupply.com and let the Hamby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hamby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about some pretty serious stuff here, and I've gotten pretty emotional about it. But I'm going to tell you what, folks, it's time that we stop being patient. It's time that we truly stop being tolerant. We have been the ones tolerant. That's why we no longer have rights. That's why our beliefs and faith mean nothing, because we have allowed that. So we talked about the Little Sisters of the Poor and how it is so important for everyone to have contraception. And it is so important and a right for everyone to have and be able to take an abortion pill. That this Catholic organization that helps the poor, takes care of the downtrodden and the sick, are going to be forced to provide these services through insurance to their employees, regardless of the faith. And now we've said okay to abortion. We've accepted this Roe versus Wade, which was based on a lie in the first place. We listen to Hillary Clinton as she says she admires Margaret Sanger, who wanted only one thing, and that was ethnic cleansing and to do away with anyone who was imperfect. She even hated soldiers. And Hillary admires her. For what? For her evil? For her hatred of mankind? Why would you admire someone like Margaret Sanger? And now we have abortion clinics caught on video selling baby parts that they've harvested. Not aborted, harvested. Sounds like something from a Twilight Zone, an Alfred Hitchcock movie, that we're living in real time here in the United States of America. One nation under God. And we have a young woman. We have many who have been killed. Many who have been attacked. Raped, murdered by illegal aliens that are in this country. And Governor Brown of California says all illegals are welcome here. Sanctuary cities. Harboring criminals. Criminals willing to kill the citizens of those cities, the citizens of the United States of America. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law, including Obamacare, folks, respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. They have no authority to tell the little sisters that they have to provide contraception and abortion pills to their employees. They have no right to fund Planned Parenthood, who is harvesting baby parts, not doing abortions, harvesting baby parts. Look at your children. Look at your grandchildren. Look at your great-grandchildren. That is the future of this nation. We have lost millions of children to this absurd lie that a woman has a choice to take care of her body through an abortion, through the killing of another individual. And then what I was going to discuss the second half, but we've gone so long, was the Iranian deal and the absurdity of some of the things that have been done with that and through that. Regardless of what you think, turmoil is in the land. Evil walks among us. He is a lion seeking whom he may devour. And he is devouring and he's having a feast in the United States of America. Because we will not stand for what is right. We poo-poo our Bill of Rights. Think of them as just words from long ago. And we allow these elected officials to become D.C. occupiers, career politicians, occupying offices and cutting deals. And if you don't think some deals were cut for abortion, for Obamacare, and for your Second Amendment and the other amendments, then you're just too naive. And I'm pretty naive. But when the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Do you know they're wanting to remove wife and husband from the language of documents? Because it doesn't pertain to everyone. Well, it never pertained to everyone. When is enough going to be enough? The family needs to come together. We need to come together and get on our knees. Because that is the true solution. No, this isn't Sunday school. This is the evil world we're living in. And it's evil because we've stood and done nothing. And we have allowed it. And we are the solution. We are the ones who can turn it around. But not if we stay silent. Silence is never golden. It's time for the family to come together and bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.